This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare powerful earthquake struck Morocco late Friday, toppling buildings in mountainous villages and ancient cities. At least 20,000 people died, another 2,000 people injured. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and discuss the sanctions against Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussion Saturday with Zelensky, said sanctions against Russia and specifically President Vladimir Putin will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
The long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. U.S. officials say such a network will be a game changer for global trade. The details were announced Saturday in India at the annual Group of 20 summit of the world's top economies. U.S. officials say that the corridor would help boost trade, transport energy resources, and improve digital connectivity. It would include India, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Israel, and the European Union. The rail and shipping corridor could become one of the most ambitious counters to China's massive infrastructure program. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he does not believe a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine is possible with Russian President Vladimir Putin involved. Speaking at the two-day Yalta European Strategy Forum in Kyiv, Johnson said, "Of course, a peaceful solution would be the first choice, but," he suggested, "Putin is perhaps not a trustworthy person to deal with and strike a deal. Use Wagner paramilitary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, the former Putin friend and ally who died in a plane crash last month, as an example."
Yevgeny Prigozhin thought he had a deal with Vladimir Putin, and that didn't work very well for him, right? So I think I'm skeptical, but of course we've got to hope that it works. The most important thing for the world is to prove that our values work, democracy, liberty, the defense of freedom, are valuable and that we stick up for them.
Johnson added one of the arguments for Ukraine not joining NATO had been that it might provoke Putin, has been comprehensively demolished by Putin himself. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety from a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said its experts deployed at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week in a possible indication of increased military activity in the region, as Ukrainian forces continue to press their counteroffensive. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi warned in a statement issued late Friday he was, quote, deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the plant. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Updated COVID-19 vaccines are coming soon, just in time to pair them with flu shots. And this fall, the first vaccines for another scary virus called RSV are rolling out to older adults and pregnant women. Doctors hope enough people get vaccinated to help avert another triple-demic like last year when hospitals were overwhelmed with an early flu season, an onslaught of RSV or respiratory virus, and yet another winter coronavirus surge. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been steadily increasing since late summer, although not nearly as much as this time last year, and RSV already is on the rise in parts of the Southwest. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.